Hello, this is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor Podcast for the week of June 16th, 2008. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Billy Hurley. Recently, a security professional asked our application security expert, Michael Cobb, how are phishers using search engines like Google to seek out and hack vulnerable PHP applications? As part of his monthly responses to readers, Cobb explains how to protect those apps and the valuable information that they hold. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, protecting exposed servers from Google hacks and Google dorks, written by Michael Cobb. Search engines are now routinely used to find ways of gaining unauthorized access to servers. Phishers need a vulnerable web server to collect information, like names and account numbers, which their bogus emails are designed to elicit. Suppose a hacker wanted to harvest bank account data from Wachovia customers. This is not an attempt to smear Wachovia, I simply selected the most recent phishing target from my spam folder. A phishing email consists of an HTTP link, preceded with text that goes something like this. We would like to inform you that we are currently carrying out scheduled maintenance. In order to guarantee the high level of security to our business customers, we require you to complete Wachovia Commercial Online Form. Obviously, the step that many phishers overlook is a quick copy edit to correct the grammar and spelling of the message. So the previous message was sent as written. Before sending the message, a phisher needs to build a Wachovia Commercial Online Form and a database hosted somewhere on the internet that can process and store the form input. False or misleading email header information, including the use of a deceptive subject line, has been illegal in the U.S. since 2003, thanks to the CAN-SPAM Act. Therefore, attackers don't want to host a phishing database on their own server, or indeed any server that can be traced back to them. Enter the Google dork, a term originally coined to describe a person foolish enough to leave a server exposed in ways that are easily discoverable through a search engine. The term has evolved, and is now shorthand for any number of search strings that find vulnerable hosts, such as welcome to PHP MyAdmin and create new database. These queries find servers on which the commands need to create a new database with PHP MyAdmin, a tool written in PHP to handle the administration of MySQL over the web, may not be adequately protected. In other words, potential hosts for a phishing database. After all, if the server is so loosely configured as to allow a database to be created on it, there's a good chance that the server can be used for a phishing campaign without being detected. After setting up a database, all that remains is to send out the message in a large email blast and hope that some of the recipients bank at Wachovia and fall for the ploy. Customers may enter confidential information into the database, and the hacker can then retrieve it from the server, ready to sell the data or leverage it for his or her own ends. There are hundreds of Google dorks, and they are actively traded on underground sites. So how do you defend against them? For a start, you should not be running or allowing your users to run MySQL on web-facing servers without proper training. Search the Google dork cited earlier, and you will find a handful of sites that actually warn the user, "Your configuration file contains settings, root with no password, that correspond to the default MySQL privileged account. Your MySQL server is running with this default, is open to intrusion, and you really should fix this security hole." Obviously, this warning is itself a Google dork. Second, review the configuration of your web-accessible databases to make sure that they are password-protected and stored in restricted access directories. Third, shield sensitive context from search engine crawlers by using robots.txt. An exclusion standard that prevents web robots from accessing parts of a website that would otherwise be viewable by the public. Bear in mind that if your HTTP and HTTPS share the same root directory, you will need a script to serve up the proper robots.txt file, depending on whether HTTP or HTTPS is used. You could also conditionally add the robot's meta tag into pages served by the HTTPS server. But bear in mind that malicious crawlers need not respect this tag. Fourthly, but probably not finally, be aware that help is on the way. In fact, Google is now reacting to some Google dork searches with this message. Your query looks similar to automated requests from a computer virus or spyware application. To protect our users, we can't process your request right now. We'll restore your access as quickly as possible, so try again soon. In the meantime, if you suspect that your computer or network has been infected, you might want to run a virus checker or spyware remover to make sure that your systems are free of viruses and other spurious software. If you're continually receiving this error, you may be able to resolve the problem by deleting your Google cookie and revisiting Google. For browser-specific instructions, please consult your browser's online support center. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting www.searchsecurity.com/podcast. If you have a security question for Michael Cobb or any one of our experts, make sure to visit our Ask the Experts section on SearchSecurity.com. Thanks for listening.